When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know what it is. It's your boy, FIFO 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today, we're talking Mr. All Money in J Stone, God Got Me. This is the second time that we review J Stone, because the first go-round was during the first DE365 run. And I remember vividly, because I went into it and I was like, man, I don't think Ken's going to like it. You're like, no, man, I like it. I'm like, whoa! Whoa, I'm here for it. So Ken liked that one. When it comes to God Got Me, Ken, we're gonna go over our grading system. The features. He got Freeway on here, which was crazy. He got Votto and CJ Washington. Never heard of CJ Washington. And he got a cat named 24 Hours. How did you feel about the features?
I know 24 Hours. I think we may have done something about him before.
Really?
I think so. I thought the features were cool. So CJ Washington, I think that's a singer.
I don't know who CJ Washington is.
Let me get
he is modest. A singer.
Yep. Yeah, I'll be able to be modest.
B minus?
Mm-hmm.
I'm there with you. B minus B. I'm there. I thought Freeway, out of all people, that's the one that really stood out.
Yeah.
And then where the fuck has Votto been?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I was like, yo, that came out of nowhere.
Nowhere.
Bro. I was like, that was crazy.
Yeah. In terms of the production, what do you give it?
I'm at a C, bro.
At a C? Yeah. I'm with you. I'm at a C plus with it because the joint with Freeway, I'll Be Hood remix, was interesting because, you know, they took that I'll be, you know, so taking that and having the East Coast, West Coast nigga, I wouldn't say the production was lackluster, but it didn't feel West enough for me.
And I'm
big All Money In, Nipsey Hussle, you know, I've been on J Stone. I fuck with the whole movement. So I was surprised of how not West it felt. So that's why I got it out of C plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's where I'm at.
Then what about the rap and singing?
I'm at a C with the rapping too.
I'm there with you, Ken. I'm there with you. And J Stone isn't a lyricist. Neither was Nipsey. But it's always honest and for real. And I'm going to give him a plus. Okay. I'm going to give him a plus because the honesty and, you know, I'm giving the plus for the honesty. The overall... I'm giving a C. Overall, it's a C.
I'm at a C minus.
Okay.
It was okay. Yeah, it was just okay.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
Disappointed is relatively harsh for me to say, but I don't have another word to really explain the sentiment, but I felt like that too. I feel like this was a really good opportunity to come off of that project. Obviously, it's been some years now, and he hasn't really had anything in between because the definition of loyalty came out in 2019. You know, so we're talking 5 years. So when you have such a, you know, hiatus. And the other project was good. And the other project I'm looking at, that shit was 21 songs, hour and 13. And we like that. You know, it's one of those things where it's, I don't know, I came into it with higher expectations. And I can't say I got everything I wanted out of it, but I could always depend on anybody from Nipsey's camp to just be completely honest, you know? And I don't know if Jay Stone has enough razzle dazzle. So I feel, and this is no shot to him, I think that a good album from him is because the beats were completely amazing. Mm-hmm. And the beats weren't completely amazing on here. And I think that is what hurts him a little bit. And also, I feel that, you know, Nipsey was special. And obviously, this is, you know, a Nipsey protege. I feel that he's too on the surface mm-hmm. when he talks about being consistent, business. The same things Nipsey talked about, but Nipsey went deeper. And I don't think that Jay Stone cracks the surface enough. Mm-hmm. And I think that, because again, he's not going to be a lyrical miracle nigga. He's not that.
Right.
But I think that if he went a little bit deeper into the things of the whys of the things he's doing and how he's doing it and showing it, to me, it elevates him. And I think that's what he's missing.
Yeah, when I was listening to this, you know, it was just like, when I finished, I was like, damn, that's it?
Yeah.
And even on the net spin, I'm just like, man, where's it? Where's the thing? Where is something? You know, so maybe this is him like, yo, I just need to put something out so I can kind of, you know, work up a lather a little bit. Yeah. I don't know, but I'm just like, not teetering on the brink, but it's just like, where is the continuation of what you did last time?
Yeah.
You know, so what was the purpose behind this? It's just like, you know, because I'm with you. Like, I don't grade him as a lyrical, miracle type mm-hmm. rapper. That's not what he is. I grade him in context of what he does. Mm-hmm. So you need these other things to help accentuate you. You need dope-ass production that you can just get on there and just flow over. So, because as a producer, vocally, it's like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very flat, monotone, cadence not going to really change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to get a lot of energy or charisma and boastfulness from it as a rapper. So you need a lot of seasoning, and it wasn't enough seasoning.
Yeah. You like, so for me, I felt like there was moments on here that was like it was a jab when it should have been a hook. Mm-hmm. Right. And what I mean by that is like the song, If I Was You, I like that song, but it don't feel West enough. It's like, mm-hmm. if he, like, with everything that he's rapping, if the production was more West Coast, more synthy, more funk, it was like, it would have brought that out more. Level Up, right? Like, he opens this shit when he says some, you can still get nip slapped. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. To me, Jay Stone was okay to good. It was the production that was lackluster for me. Like it didn't bring it home. Yeah. And I think even with Nipsey, you know, sometimes Nipsey wasn't a rapper's rapper. Nipsey was just honest. It was the production that, oh shit, nigga, this is West as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it just, I don't know. I feel like Jay Stone missed the mark. And then the crazy part about this too, Ken, it's like I said, the last album was like an hour and almost 20 minutes. This was only 12 songs, 31 minutes, which is supposed to be the sweet spot. Mm-hmm. And to me, it wasn't that sweet.
Yeah. No, I agree. It felt longer than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think what's interesting is, and this is the thing I love about the camp, is everything that they rap about, you're going to see it manifest somewhere. like way back on Crenshaw, Nipsey always said 25-8, no breaks, nigga. And J Stone's last project was released under All Money In and 25-8. And now this is released under 25-8. So I, again, like they always manifest, they always talk about the shit that they're doing. And, you know, I have the utmost respect. You know, I'm not saying what I'm saying because I think he's trash or this, that, or I'm not saying you should stop rapping or anything like that. It's just obviously I hold J Stone and that whole camp in high regard. And I have an expectation level, you know. Again, I don't think that this is trash, but it's not recommendable.
Right.
You know, the first one, I sent that shit to B. And B was like, oh, yeah, I fuck with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't send this one.
Nah.
Yep. So.
Yep.
That's just where we are. J Stone, I love you. If you listen, watching it, I trust me, I fuck with y'all niggas heavy. But I just feel like this was a miss. This was a swing and a miss. And I feel like it could be corrected relatively easy. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. You know, tomorrow's another day and we're going to have another review. So we out. Peace.
Peace.